Stuck in Mud. Hey, I'm Tom Harrison, founder and creator of Walk Your Why. And right now I'm walking on a very muddy trail. So I have to be real careful not to slip and bust my ass and wind up in the mud. But some of us are not just slipping in the mud. Some of us are literally stuck in the mud. Could that be you? Now let's face it, we're almost a month into the new year and some of us are already slipping on our new year's resolutions, and some of us frankly are already stuck. So ask yourself, honestly, am I stuck in mud? And by mud, what I really mean is my usual distractions. Ask yourself, am I stuck in my usual distractions? Am I stuck in mud? And furthermore, does that really piss me off? Because this was going to be the year that I really did stick to my resolutions. Not the year to once again be stuck in mud. This is the rainy season here in Northern California. Hence the mud on the trail. But here's the thing about mud. You can be anywhere in the world. It might be snow on the ground. You might be at the beach in balmy temperatures. But you might still be stuck in mud. Stuck in my usual distractions. Or if you want to be a little more elegant, you could say, stuck in my usual dilemma. Or even stuck in my usual dumb shit. Stuck in muds. However you want to say it, ask yourself, is this true for you? Are you stuck in mud? And furthermore, is it once again a pattern of slipping in your resolutions, ending up stuck in mud? If so, it's okay. You've been here before. You know this place. And you can get out of the mud. You've done that before too. The trick is, how do you stay out of the mud? How do you arise from my usual distractions and get on that real path of my awesome purpose? Imagine that, going from mud to map. Walking from my usual distractions, stuck in mud, to my awesome purpose. Walking my map. Pretty empowering, eh? Well, sounds good. But how do you do that? How do you go from mud to map? Well, consider for a moment, how would you get in mud if you're walking on a trail? Very simply, of course, if you're just walking along and there's a mud puddle and you're not paying attention and you step in it, right? Because even on a muddy trail, there are sufficiently dry spots that when I'm paying attention, which I have been on this trail, which is why you haven't heard me scream and crash as I've been recording this, because I've been paying attention along the way. looking at the dry spots, looking to places that may appear dry, but they're actually still a little wet, still, it's those tricky spots that are actually deceivingly wet, right? Because they appear to be somewhat dry, but when you look close, you see they're moist, and you see there's a puddle right next to it, so you kind of know that it's slippery. And if I step there, I gotta be very careful, because I might, sure enough, slip and bust my ass. And my resolution along this path is to get from here to my destination without slipping in the mud and absolutely without getting stuck in mud, right? It works the same in life, right? It works the same in our everyday walk of life. Paying attention to where we go. And furthermore, paying attention to where we go by using a map from where we are to our destination. A map to the destination we wish to go. Pretty simple, right? I wouldn't use a map to go to New York if I'm trying to get to Florida. But unfortunately, many of us operate like that in our lives. It's as if we're using maps to places we have no intention to go to, and yet that's where we're going, right? For most of us, there's just no map. We may not be stumbling along per se, right? We may feel like we have a sense of direction, but are you truly moving deliberately toward a specific destination, not just today, not just in the next hour, but by the end of this year? Now, here's the thing. Some of you who slipped in the resolutions, and particularly you who are stuck in mud, that map may have slipped away with those resolutions, right? You set those great resolutions. I'm going to lose 15 pounds. I'm going to go to the gym every day, or at least twice a week, whatever. All these different things we establish at the beginning of the year, right? Presumably there's a map for that, right? Or was that part of the problem? That you had this idea, this goal, but no map to get there? And I'll take it a step further. And if your destination is not just to lose 10 or 15 pounds, which may be great, not just to make a certain amount of money, which may be fabulous, not just to go to the gym regularly, which is maybe really vital for your health, but what if it's your purpose, right? What if it's your purpose guiding you? What if your destination is literally to be living on purpose, your purpose? My awesome purpose. Can you see that? Can you see that a beautiful way to get out of being stuck in mud is to simply take the time to create the map and go from my usual distractions, stuck in mud, to my awesome purpose, walking my map. Truly walking my why. I wish you the best with your map. Keep walking your why. Watch out for the mud. And until next time, happy trails.